Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Again, as I told you before, no, this is Dangerous Neighbors Part 2, Dangerous. You know, I made a decision to do another podcast. This is hopefully, you know, I don't like talk about my situation. You know, it should not be out in the open. But I feel forced to because the government, the police department, the board of directors of where I live need to do something about this. Okay? When people are acting abnormal around me, don't know how to live in this society, on how to respect boundaries and leave people alone who don't know how to keep to themselves and need to seek treatment and so on. It need to be investigated. And I need to talk about it because it's been happening too long. As I made this podcast, the neighbors were talking again about what I said. It was very, I'm not surprised, all the lies and the things that I feel associated with sociopathy. You know, they listened to my podcast and they said, oh, I have mental health issues, I'm delusional, I should be working, et cetera. Now, first of all, it was related to the trespassing. Okay? I believe that it has happened, that it requires evidence to back up my allegation or to my concerns for I can have the police come out and remove a device or whatever. If there isn't no device, then I am dealing with the gossip, the perpetual gossip by neighbors in my building in the area who are outside, I mean, almost every day. They're outside, either in the car or in the courtyard in the building, talking about what I'm doing inside my home. And they were graphically very, I thought at times seemed accurate, but, you know, describing me in the bathroom and so on. Describing my friend coming out showering, describing me looking at TV, my computer. And that led me to the concern that something was wrong with this picture. That if they are doing that and listening to my conversations and looking at me showering and looking at me in the bedroom sleeping, that is illegal. Illegal in the building is illegal. It's a crime. And if the board directors don't do anything about it, which they may have, may not, they had told me they, you know, just call the LAPD, then the LAPD, the government, the state need to get involved. They need to get involved. Because that to find out if there's any truth to this allegations or this gossip. I was tired of talking about it, but I feel it's such a abnormal, perpetual thing that has not been resolved, and it requires people in this building to be investigated, the whole building, so people can live normally. I feel
okay.
Or to dissipate these allegations. Because they should not be listening or looking at my home for any reason. These individuals have made up stories about my mental health and so on. They should not be looking at my home about related to situation related to my mental health or retaliation or anything like that or because they don't like me or so on. It's against the law. As I said before, these are allegations they have made. And I'm going to back it up with the defense. I do not hear voices or have any severe mental health issue. I am very concerned that these individuals have not been arrested or prosecuted for any of these allegations or have not been told to leave the building or the area, because I consider them very dangerous. When they talk about looking in or making up stories or participating in a illegal activities or retaliation simply because they don't want me to live here. They cannot look in my home, and they do it anyway. It's a very dangerous person, okay, if it is true. Now, as I said before, I do not like people taking what I say on these podcasts out of context. I did not say I saw a camera or anything looking from outside. I have said that consistently. I do not have enough direct evidence, but I suspect the build that it is suspicion based on these gossip. They, you know, if, but one thing I will say, I have to look and the police has to investigate. Because when you have individuals in this building or area who do not want me to live here and got some conspiracy because of their prejudices or whatever, or illness, they should be investigated because they're dangerous. When people talk about me not working and something like that, or talk about me, what I'm doing in my home, first of all, they got some mental illness. You're not supposed to do that with adults, homes, or whatever. You mind your freaking business. You're not supposed to be talking about stuff like that. That's a sign of someone who's severely ill, who don't know how to live in this country. It's none of your business. You got something seriously wrong with you if you can't keep to yourself. But that's not necessarily true because I'm very busy. I'm a very busy person with my music and so on, and these podcasts are part of the creativity side, but I have other things to do. But whatever I'm doing in my home, whether I was working or not, you're not supposed to be getting in my business, or if you're concerned about me not working, that is not good. You got an illness. You are dangerous. You don't know how to live in this country. You should not be living in this building or near anybody if you're like that. You have some serious issue, okay? You need to keep it to yourself or move out. But I know this individual who said he's conservative. He wants this to be a conservative building. Okay, this is not no conservative area. It's near Hollywood, L.A. County. It's Democratic. Everybody's elected Democratic in this area. They don't tolerate no bigotry or discrimination. I know he called me the N-word. He don't like me personally. He should move. He should be investigated for a hate crime, okay? If you don't like my political beliefs or me personally, move. That's all you have to do, or you're going to have the legal system against this building and you if you don't stop. The board of directors need to deal with this because they don't believe me and they think I'm crazy. If they continue to ignore this, somebody's going to get hurt. They were out there gossiping, said they didn't want me to live here. They got a man who'd been in jail for 20 years coming over here or living here for some heinous crime. He is dangerous. He should not be around. I don't deal with that shit, okay? It should not be no retaliation, okay? It should not. It should not be no bigotry or so on, but this building should be investigated if they allow this to continue. It has to stop. It has to stop. If you don't like me, just sell your home. If you don't like me, just keep away. If you got the hoodlums from the street, they should be arrested coming over here. I mean, you know, the courtyard has no gate or anything to protect. Okay? There are laws we must abide by. All you have to do is keep to yourself. Don't be gossiping and starting trouble or so on. Of course, then again, they do, but that's not normal. That's not normal. It is no excuse. Whatever you're doing in your home, you deal with your own situation. Don't be worrying about what other neighbors are doing in their home or what they're doing. That we're adults. We're not children. You do not come and target me for what I'm doing, okay? You have a serious illness. You need to be investigated. If you're worried about whether I'm working or not, or how my home looks, it is off limits. It's none of your concern, legally, officially, and unofficially. I don't care what people's political beliefs or what color skin or whatever they are. I just don't want them getting into my business if they don't know me, if they gossip about something that has nothing to do with their concern. Something is wrong with them, and if they got some conspiracy, they must stop. They must stop it. If you're looking in this home or those allegations, it has to stop. I'm just sick of this gossip. It's in the window. The false allegations about my health. My health is fine. I'm an American. I'm not no. This ain't no. No speakeasy. This ain't no place to just go and do whatever you want. We have laws and rules that protect us. We can't just go and do whatever we want and violate the law. Okay? Again, it should be investigated. This building, if they allow these people to act like this and gossip like this, or how these hoodlums keep coming over here, I mean, the LAPD, I don't understand why they haven't locked these people up. These people come over here, they have serious mental health issues, so the people in the building, they have something wrong with them. That's that. I'm going to be fine because the remedies that I have said that besides the LAPD is for me to find a place where people are stabilized and act, quote unquote. And when I say normal, I mean a very typical place where people keep to themselves. They don't worry about what somebody's doing in their home that they don't know or so on. Okay? If you don't like me because of my skin color or whatever, that's against the law. Okay, it's against the law. It is fair housing laws. Okay? You can go to jail for this. You can be charged with a hate crime. If you don't, I repeated this over because they have called me some racial slurs. The hoodlums who come over here as well. They should not be coming over here. And so on, and saying things. Okay? I hope that the mental health community can lock them up in the hospital because some of these individuals said they knew me from a street long time ago. I don't know them. I don't know why they're coming over here. It's a long time. They need to move on. They can't. They need to go to a hospital. Police need to lock them up, something. The police and the government need to investigate. It's just plain and simple. Because regardless of what I say in these podcasts, I think it's because of retaliation or so on. They are dangerous. The hoodlums come over here as well as the residents. They need to stop. There's laws that protect us and laws that keep things together. You cannot just do whatever you want and commit mayhem. As I said before, if this continues, these individuals may commit a heinous crime. Somebody could get hurt, robbery, possibly death or something. We can't just do what we want. We can't let racists or hoodlums run around. As far as the allegations of looking in my home for ulterior motives, that's not allowed. It is not allowed. You keep doing this, the police will be involved. I'm sure the government, the state is going to investigate one way or the other. It is against the law. It is no excuse. My mental health is fine. I know how to live in the United States of America or the state of California. If I was living in a different state, I would act like this as well. This is not normal to live in a condo building or come over to act like this with these individuals. It is not normal. When I say normal, I mean what is stabilized and how you act around strangers and people who live next door to you or who you do not know. If they do not know me, they should have kept away. You don't target me for years because you're jealous or because you're hateful or whatever. If it has to do with the celebrity thing, being on podcast, that is not a good reason. You need to be investigated or arrested or something. If you can't do that, sell your place. That's all you have to do. There's lots of peaceful remedies to resolve this. You should not be retaliating against me or because I bring this out in the open. If you're worried about the building being damaged, start following the law. You got to, the law is more important than whether the building is damaged or not. If the law was followed, the building would not be damaged. Basic common sense. If they do not know how to live in this country and follow basic common sense rules and take the law in their own hands, they should be investigated or they should not live here. If anybody who I know listen to these podcasts, because I know people who I, you know, SGI or CSUN or whatever, then they contact me directly. If you have any concerns, do not go by allegations. My mental health is fine. I come from a place where people have to have laws and basic common sense on how to live around or next door to each other. We don't worry or get concerned about what I'm doing in my home or who I am or what I want to be. It is none of their business, but something is wrong with them if they question me, what I'm doing or who I'm with or whatever. They got a serious mental health issue that could be very dangerous, and somebody should check, make sure they're up to par mentally so they don't hurt people, because people like that are dangerous. Now, with the mentally ill people coming over here, the criminals, they should not be coming over here. There should be some protective measures with the board of directors, etc. I leave it there. Anyone hears me on this podcast? Basic common sense. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.